Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, it's Hail Varsity Radio. We're here at Rosie's downtown, 10th and P, the last day of school celebration. There are so many smiling teachers, or those that know teachers, and there may be several hundred pitchers that have been poured already. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. Great to have you in here at Rosie's Hail Varsity. The yearbook is on its way. It publishes, and you need to be a Hail Varsity subscriber by May 31st to get it as part of your subscription. HailVarsity.com/offer is where you go. Get the print, get the digital. You'll love it. Brandon Vogel, you can't see his fingers because they're taped up right now, even if you're watching on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. They are bloody from hammering out all those team previews. Vogues, how we doing? Take a deep breath, my friend. It is almost summertime. It is yearbook time, and you guys are about ready to plant the flag for another incredible issue. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. Those yearbook previews that you mentioned, all of the Big Ten teams, the three non-conference opponents that Nebraska faces, I really start compiling stuff for that in January, and it's now finally done, assuming that nobody gets a massive transfer. We'll go back in and add that. We've got a little bit of time, so that helps, but we're in the stretch run for getting that ready to go to the printer and get into people's hands eventually. And it's been it's always a lot of work, but I'm seeing the light. I'm starting to get excited because there's a lot of good stuff in there. I'm excited for people to see it.
Vogue's SP Plus out from Bill Conley, and it's kind of a post-spring rundown of things. And Bill looks at returning production, recent recruiting, your recent history. And I kind of look at the recent recruiting aspect of that, and I think you can feel pretty good about it for Nebraska and Matt Rhule, just because we saw so many young guys contribute in the spring game on top of Nebraska's success in the portal. Bill even mentioned Nebraska and what they did in the portal with grabbing some Georgia guys, so that got on his radar. The recent history is what I'm up in the air on, because the last few years are what they are, and it's super hard to predict year one. It was hard to predict year one for Lincoln Riley, even though 10 wins was kind of what we all thought, but it's hard to predict the year one for Wisconsin. It's hard to predict the year one for Coach Prime, and it's probably hard to predict the coach year one for Coach Rhule. And that's, We've got time before media days to throw our dart at the board, but that's the biggest thing. I'm still wait and see, but I feel like I'm leaning more towards, you know, Nebraska could have a better year than past seasons. As you compiled info, are you looking at Nebraska as kind of a sneaky okay team, or are you still just like palms up, man? Let's see what Minnesota looks like on the 31st.
Yeah. Well, to start, I was not with Lincoln Riley at USC. I enthusiastically took the under on 9.5 wins last year. So maybe I was alone, but I was like, 10 wins, that's a lot. Even though I looked at their schedule and I was like, that's a pretty good schedule. So missed on that one. So take that into account with anything I'm about to say. Like, I think Nebraska's in a good spot. The nice thing about an SP Plus is it uses its own rankings to like feed into the future rankings. And in all of those rankings, almost, Nebraska was better than its end of year record would have led you to believe. And that, you know, it gets tiresome. You don't want to always be the team that's like, yeah, we went 4-8, but we were the 60th best team in the country. But when it comes to this thing, preseason rankings this far in advance, like, it helps you a little bit. And I think in this latest update, because I pay very close attention to these power ratings, or at least some of them that I have come to trust over the years. Basically, what happened with this latest update, pre-spring to post-spring, is Nebraska and Purdue flip-flopped. And I'm guessing, based on what I know of how those things are tabulated, that's the difference of losing Casey Thompson. And it's not that Jeff Sims doesn't get factored in here. He does. But you factor in transfers differently than you would factoring in, hey, we just lost the leading passer, basically the starting quarterback from last year's team. I'm guessing that's about it. In terms of what changed for Nebraska. And I did, you know, enjoy seeing Nebraska get mentioned in the transfer portal thing. I mean, another thing that story talks about is like the Colorado problem. Like, what do you do with a team like that? They're almost impossible to project, and kind of a one-off in that regard. So overall, like, Nebraska, I think, has earned their spot as a team. We start out at maybe 6-6. And we'll see what happens there. But I think there's more room on the upside for me of being better than 6 wins than there is on the downside.
Brandon Vogel is with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Brandon, one of the things we talked about last segment, and one thing that these metrics don't take into account with their preseason predictions, if you will, is the importance of a mean and nasty guy on your team. We're talking about Richie Incognito last segment, and just how much he can change a team having him on the offensive line, that fear he puts into a defense. And I'm not saying that can flip a season for Nebraska football from 3 wins to 10 wins, one guy like that. But having a guy like that on your football team is very important. And I just want to get your take on if Nebraska has any potential candidates of being that guy that, especially in the Big Ten, can strike some fear into the guys on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a ton of natural options that come to mind. It's Richie was so unique, I think, in how he played the game and how he approached it. But there's toughness, I think, on this Nebraska football team. I look at somebody like MJ Sherman, a Georgia transfer, a guy who has seen the best that college football has been the past 2 seasons. And you look into like his high school career, where he comes from, all of that stuff, is somebody who can fit the toughness mold. Luke Reimer is somebody who fits the toughness mold. It may not be as in your face as some other people, but he definitely does. Miles Farmer is another one that comes immediately to mind. You know, for the Hail Varsity Yearbook, we had the opportunity to do, you know, an individual interview with Matt Rhule. He talks a lot about like where you're trying to get to is a point where you compete with yourselves. And it really struck a chord with me because I look at the last 5 years with Nebraska football and how it just kind of played out. A lot of times, like, they were behind early. They're trying to play catch up. And at that point, you're not competing with yourself. You're competing with the scoreboard. It's to boil it all down, it's, do you want to be good at this for the sake of being good at it? And if you do, like, the results should follow. So when I think about toughness, I kind of think about it in that light.
Vogue's going to shift over to Husker baseball right now. And I'm looking at some black and gold at Charles Schwab Field. I know the Big Red Army have handed their credit cards over to the Colorado Athletic Department to Phil Folsom on September 9th. That was a fun exercise yesterday. And now they're shifting gears to snatch up other seats at Charles Schwab. The fan base is incredible. They're relentless. They're real when it comes to energy and helping either football, volleyball, basketball, in this case, baseball, will towards some extra oomph. Could be big tonight against Maryland.
Absolutely could. This baseball season's been tough, I think, to kind of grab a hold of like knowing like what this team's going to be on a game in and game out basis. But you've got a couple of things at play here. It's, yes, it's a Thursday night, but you're playing at 6 p.m. That helps. If somebody is like, I'm getting off work, yeah, let's go watch some Nebraska baseball. you can do that. Tougher to do that at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. And, you know, I heard Elijah talking about it earlier. I very much agree with him. Like, if you can get into this Terps bullpen, you're going to give yourself a shot. So can you be aggressive early and try and get there and take your chance? Because, like, if we think tonight is going to be significantly different from a fan support, from a quote unquote home field advantage perspective, like, wait and see if Nebraska wins and all of a sudden is playing to get into the championship game tomorrow night. Well, I guess it's tomorrow afternoon, actually. But like, things are only going to build here. Nebraska has a real chance to make the setting of this tournament now its advantage, which I don't think you saw in game one necessarily.
Brendan Vogel's with us at Hale Varsity Radio. We're down here at Rosie's 10th and P, and it is the last day of school. There may be some chugging contests going on. Some folks are celebrating that there's no more fourth grade class to mess with or junior high to deal with. God bless you, teachers in the state of Nebraska, teachers everywhere, we love you. And it is a needed exercise, says the former para for about 4.5 years. The last day of school. Vogues, real quick as we wrap here with the yearbook, you mentioned that Aaron and Brady got to sit down with Coach Rule. Drake had a nice sit down with Gabe Irvin. You yourself are doing the preview and the rundown of all things Nebraska and opponents. And Babbers and Quentin are also checking out and celebrating year 100. You've been doing the yearbook forever. And this is another instance in a special issue that we'll preview 2023. But year 100 sounds pretty important.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, in terms of Mike Babcock with the amount of Husker football he has just seen personally since his time covering the team, like, I can't think of a better person to write on that topic. And you know, and Jacob Padilla has a really good story in there looking at something I think is important with position changes we saw this spring and kind of how that ties in to Matt Rule's history as a coach with him and his staff. So a lot of good stuff in there. You know, we put our everything into every issue that we put out, but the yearbook is always like, okay, let's try and do a little extra. And I'm really excited about how this is coming together. So I look forward to people seeing it. I look forward to talking to people about it because we really do put everything that I think we can put into this yearbook.
Brendan Vogel with us here on Hale Varsity. The yearbook can be yours. That deadline, May 31st, to get your subscription, halevarsity.com/offer. Get your subscription, the yearbook, the issues all year, the digital. Vogues, thank you so much for spending time today.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.